Deuteronomy 29:22. Then the generations to come, both your own descendants and the foreigners who come from distant lands, will see the devastation of the land and the diseases the Lord will send against it. They will find its soil turned into sulfur and salt, with nothing planted and nothing growing, not even a blade of grass. It will be just like Sodom and Gomorrah, Amad and Zeboim, which the Lord destroyed in His anger. Now, again, these are things that the Lord will do to us and our nation if we do not obey Him. You think it's important to obey God? You want to know why we're sick today? Have you seen enough answers so far to let you realize why so many of us are sick and afflicted? Some of these interesting ones. 2 Samuel 12, 13, and down through verse 25. 2 Samuel 12, then David confessed to Nathan, I have sinned. Now, if some of you know this story in 2 Samuel, that where David had sinned with Bathsheba. He should have been out with his men, and he wasn't. He was at home. Now, he had many beautiful wives. David could have went down to any one of these beautiful women and had a sexual relationship with her, and God would have blessed him. But he gets up on top of the castle one night, and he's walking along, looking down to the other side, and there is a beautiful woman that's a wife of another man, and she's taking a shower. Obviously, she's got walls all around this. But the shower there, he can see through from the top, and he's looking, and he begins to lust for this woman. She's beautiful. But he had lots of beautiful wives. How many of you men know it's not good to look upon a naked woman? Unless she's your wife. Now, if she's your wife, that's okay. But if she ain't your wife, you better stay away from pornography, because it'll bring eye cancer to you. I've seen people die. I've seen men die with eye cancer. And when I found their sin before they died, they'd been looking at pornography on the internet. And it literally burned out the back of their eye and killed them. And this is today under this covenant that you and I are under. So David got in trouble looking at a naked woman. So that's why I tell women that come to this church, women, dress to cover your body. Don't come to this church with a top on that's cut to your navel. That covers about one third of your upper part where that everybody can see it. Don't lean over to talk to me and there's nothing left to my imagination. Wear something that covers you. Because if women haven't figured it out yet, men, especially the younger ones that haven't learned to control their vessel, men are controlled by what they see. Women are not. Women are totally different than us. But men are controlled by what they see. And when they see the wrong things, it does things for them. And a lot of women won't like what happens. But he had seen this, and he called and had this woman come to his bedroom, and he had sex with her, and she conceived and bore a child. And then the prophet went in, and after he told the story about the little lamb that this rich man had and how he killed the poor man's little lamb, when David heard the story, he was so upset, he said, bring that man to me. I'll kill him. And then Nathan stood up and put his finger right in his face and said, you're the man. Uh-oh. I wouldn't want to be the king and just sign the destiny to whoever done that. And then the prophet say, that's you, David. That'd be kind of bad, wouldn't it? But that's what happened. Then David confessed to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Yes, I did. When you realize you've sinned against God, what's the first thing you need to do? Exactly what he did. This is the best. It's a good thing God's gracious and merciful. Then David confessed to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, yes, But the Lord has forgiven you, and you won't die for this sin. Now, what if God hadn't have forgiven him for that sin? He would have died. That's right. Sometimes God assigns the death penalty to you and me when we sin today. Now, I'll tell you what. As Dave and I have talked about this, especially yesterday, in great detail, aren't you and me glad that God doesn't assign the death penalty to us when we sin the first time? Because if he did, how many of us would be here today? The place would be empty. There wouldn't be a preacher here either, I can tell you for sure. You know, we would all be dead. I know I've sinned a bunch in my life, far too much, but I'm trying to walk holy before the King now. Since I've learned his principles, I sure don't want to sin. I want to walk holy and obedient to his word. But he says, you won't die for the sin. But look at the verse 14. When I got a hold of this, this just amazed me. But you have given the enemies of the Lord great opportunity to despise and blaspheme him, so your child will die. Now, who are these enemies? Satan and his host of demons. Can't you just see the devil running up to God and said, "Ah, ha, ha, God, look at that stupid servant of yours, David, down there. Look what he did. You said he's a man after your own heart. Look at that stupid fool. I put those thoughts..." I'm sure the devil didn't tell God that. "I put those thoughts in his mind when he looked down there. You need to go to bed with that, David." But you know he did, didn't he? And he said, "You have men that have no stamina and no power. They're a wicked bunch." Can't you just imagine the way the devil will come against the Lord? Can't you just imagine that? Can't you imagine how all the enemies... Let's just say, put it like this today. Let's say that 50 lost men go out and do some wicked things. Maybe sin, commit adultery, and all kinds of stuff. It don't hit the news nowhere. But one preacher makes one little mistake. He bumped into a lady, and she turned around, and he happened to bump into, and she said, "You fell to my breast." He didn't do that intentionally, but that will hit the news. A preacher is handling a woman in the shopping mall. Y'all know where I'm coming from? The devil, when we give place to the devil for anything to talk about us as a child of God, you know, how many times have you ever heard this? "Go to church? Why should I go to church and be down there with them hypocrites? I mean, I know this old boy or this old girl, and yeah, they go to church, but they lie and they steal, and he sleeps around on his wife, or he's a car dealer, and he'll do an under table with you. So why should I be a Christian? Be a hypocrite with the rest of them?" Does the devil watch us close? Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you a story right here about how close the devil watches you. I mean, here I work in a place as an engineer, and I am walking holy in obedience to God's word in every way I can, and I watch every word, and I'm loving God, and I'm an example of Christ everywhere. And I've been doing this for years. And one day I was in a hurry, and a man right behind me, and we're going up to the front office, and I reached up to open a door that's never been locked. And I hit that door and turned that handle, and it's locked. And I'm going full bore. That door's supposed to open and push out the other way. And that day I turned that handle, and it's locked. Somebody's locked it. And I'm going too fast. And I run into that door, and the man was right behind me. I was walking fast. He hit me and mashed me right into that door. Bam! My nose hit that door. I backed up, and I said, "Who in the hell locked that door?" I talk about hell all the time. But that day I used it in the wrong context, didn't I? That day I used it as a slang word. And when I unput my key in and unlocked that door, one of my Christian sisters was standing on the other side of the door. She never said a word. I didn't know whether she heard me or not. But about 2 years later, I was in a management meeting with 25 managers, and they were using foul words. I mean, like GD this, SOB that. I said, "Aren't we all educated enough we can talk without using all this foul profanity?" And my little Christian sister in Christ stood up and said, Thurman, don't profess to be holier than the rest of us. Remember 2 years ago right outside that door when you run into that wall and you said, who in the hell locked this door? Now, you wouldn't think the devil would have remembered that for 2 years, would you? Yeah. He'll remember forever, won't he? That beast, you give place to God's enemies, what'll he do to you? He'll laugh at you. So, do you think God likes us giving place to his enemies? No. You think God wants us to walk holy before him? Yes. Because David didn't do that. Look what the death certificate was signed by God for David's new child. Had that baby done anything wrong? Nope. But what did God say was going to happen to that baby? Did it happen? Yes, it did. Now, can your sin kill a child today? Yes, it can. It sure can. In fact, we know this precious little daughter of the king sitting right here, her daughter is a very knowledgeable young lady about the Lord. And she was involved with a little incident one time with a little friend, relative, or something that had a little baby girl out of wedlock. And when her daughter, which is a great spiritual woman of God, when she learned that this person had a baby and that she was dying with a liver failure, she said, I didn't know you got married. She said, I didn't. And this girl was a Baptist. And she said, don't you know it's wrong to have sex and to get pregnant out of wedlock? Well, maybe it's not that bad. She had no idea it was going to bring a death certificate to the baby that was born to her. But the child was dying. And her daughter went over and got this person to repent of their sins and to promise she would move out with that boy. And then her daughter went over to the hospital and laid hands on the glass. She couldn't touch the child because they had the little child under glass. And said, Lord, this daughter of yours has repented for her sin. Now I am rebuking the enemy, commanding the enemy to leave according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and for the child to be healed in the name of Jesus.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.